La 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 beans, I love you. I don't know where the hell that came from. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Oh, Lord, another week over, another week done. A day, it's heat and humidity. And oh, everybody says, well, you know, you should straighten up your life because if you go to hell, that's what it's going to be like. No, hell will, there is no humidity. Like living in Phoenix. At least that's what I've been told. So here we are at the end of a week, and I gotta tell you, I'm thinking, because I get a lot of crap from management here. Well, you should be on Twitter. You should be on Twitter more. No, I should not be. Anybody who goes on Twitter, first of all, what are you desperate for? You gotta have followers. I don't need followers, and I don't need cretins looking at whatever I posted and dissecting it and say what he really meant was something about Arabs or something about the Chinese or something. No. A submerged whale is never harpooned. That's the way I look at it. Not going to throw my thoughts out there willy-nilly for idiots to take me down with. I can do that all by myself here on the radio. Now, in Japan last week, heat was into the 120s. Six people died, hundreds of people hospitalized. In Lisbon yesterday, it was 122 degrees. In Phoenix, they are seeing dust storms rolling in and covering the city. They're of biblical proportions. You've got floods in Virginia. In the spring, you can see, but this ain't spring. Since 2000, there have been 16 record-breaking years of heat out in the Florida and along some of the coastal areas. The Verizon people and some of the others who have underground lines that are underground now, but they are all saying that within 10 years, there will be seawater over those lines, and they've got to do something because the seawater is going to seep in, and seawater and technical equipment, they don't work well together. In the last two decades, the ocean has risen 8 inches, which doesn't sound like much unless you're living on the coast. You know what I mean? You people living on the coast? 8 inches means quite a bit. And yet, the people with money and power are working overtime to convince us there's nothing going on here. And the religious people are all going, let God handle it because it's all in God's hands. It's a load of crap. The climate is changing, whether you want to accept it or not. And if you accept it, what can we do to maybe make the shores and the houses along the shore a little safer, a little less prone to savage flooding? Same way in the Midwest, you built all those homes in floodplains. And we've got more floods than we've had in the last 50 years. How many times in the last year did you hear, why, this is the flood of 100 years? It's happening. And yet, we had the president this week sign the bill to gut emission standards to take some of the crap out of the air, which is causing, you know, the reflection. It's science, damn it. We used to be a country of science. Where have we gone wrong? How have the idiots taken over? Stupid people and greedy people. They're now making the decisions about our future. Elections are coming up. I've been talking to many candidates, and one of my first questions is, how do you feel about science? And if they start quoting the Bible to me, oh, no. No, 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 no. Science. Science. It will maybe not save us, but it'll make us a little more comfortable. And if you doubt that, turn off your AC. Just what I got to say today. Just kind of sick of stupid people telling me things that I know are not just wrong, but incredibly stupid. And that's why I enjoy the weekends, because I get away from the stupid people. I pig out and I pork out and I freak out. And I got to say, I'm not drinking as much as I used to. Not that that's a bad thing, but I'm still going to do my best to party it up. And I suggest you do the same thing, because this we're in August already. This year is, we're heading into snow again. Won't be too long till you'll be going, oh, I can't believe it's so cold. So have some fun right now. Pig out, pork out, freak out, because this August weekend is here. And you've giata. Wig out.